got the time to talk to me? Tell you what, I sit on it, if you talk all about you. I just keep sitting here till you roll on through.
You're tuned to 90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook. Brain Damage is up next after these messages.
Hear them say, dreadlocks get living at tenement. Dreadlocks get living at tenement, yeah. Dreadlocks get living at tenement, yeah. Too much, too much, what you are. Too much, too much, what you are. Dreadlocks get living at tenement, yeah. Dreadlocks get living at tenement, yeah. Too much, too much, what you are. Too much, too much, what you are. Dreadlocks get living privacy. Anything you do, or near Gazi. Too much, watch you, too much, too much, watch you, too much, too much. Dreadlocks and smoking pipe and tea. Too much informers and too much bees. Too much watchy, too much too much watchy, too much dreadlocks can live in a tenement yard. Dreadlocks can live in a tenement yard. Can't penetrate in a tenement yard. Can't penetrate in a tenement yard. Skip, skip, dreadlocks can't live in a tenement, yeah. Dreadlocks can't live in a tenement, yeah. Too much, too much, watch you, too much, too much, watch you. Dreadlocks can't penetrate the rain, man. All he might do is sell Jaja land. Too much, watch you, too much, can't penetrate in a tenement, yeah. Can't penetrate in a tenement, yeah.
Dreadlocks get licking, piping teeth. Too much in bombers and too much beer. Too much watchy, watchy, watchy. Too much su 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 su. Too much watchy, watchy, watchy. Too much su 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 su. Yeah, I debate in a tenement. Yeah, I debate in a tenement. Yeah. Dreadlocks get licking, piping teeth. Too much Babylon and too much love. Too much.
Yes. Might be so.
And I don't think it's right. I think it's wrong. I think the government should step in and conscript it, make cards out, fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way, because this country is the only country that lets in all the refuse that they possibly can get along with the good people. If the people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kit and caboodle go down the drain. Bread is $1.19 a loaf, and the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here and working. We feel sorry, we send money, we help them, but we don't want any more of those aliens, period.
I've authorized the boldness to engage in illegal campaign tactics. I accept full responsibility for the break-in and bugging of the Democratic National Headquarters and other campaign abuses. Let me explain to you what I did about Watergate after the break-in occurred. I took part in the subsequent cover-up activities. My effort throughout has been burglary and bugging of party headquarters, obstructing justice, harassing individuals, and compromising those agencies of government that should be above politics. We, of course, must be extremely careful in the way we go about this. I shall continue to subvert the institutions of government by unlawful means. How to carry out this duty is often a delicate question. That is the simple truth.
And this is the simple truth as well. This is Brain Damage. That's about as simple as we can make it.
It's 12:14. Mercy me, how does the time go by? We haven't even started the show yet, and we're already 14 minutes into it. Go figure. We haven't been around in this particular forum, not for the last few weeks anyway. Jim's even here. Isn't that right, Jim?
That's impossible.
Oh, it might be undesirable, but it's not impossible. And we're here for 2 hours of fun, as we have been in the past. Matt's here. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Eric. Actually,
you're awfully distorted.
Yes.
This is the way you sound.
Really? I can't even hear myself think.
Do you think that when you talk to people in real life, this is what they hear?
Well, I can never figure out what they hear, but often it isn't what I'm saying. So.
No, it's just you're kind of like straining the old ears there, you know, but...
Yeah, and I still can't hear myself. I have to talk a little louder, I guess.
Well, look what you're doing to the meters here, you know. It's just pinning.
Yeah, blowing the things out.
Let's see if we can do some technical adjustments here and make you sound better. I can barely hear myself. Okay, that's better.
How am I now?
Nope,
still blowing it out.
No, you sound better. You do sound better.
There we go.
You do sound a little better.
Yes.
Now we got a musical skip. We got a skip here. Okay, everybody knows what to do, right? Everybody knows what to do? Battle stations, everyone? Okay, all right, here we go. We're going to get that skip out of here. All right. Okay, we got rid of it. I'm sorry, Matt. What were you saying?
I'm flying on instruments here. I can't hear myself at all. So I'm just looking at these little meters here. And
if you could hear
I'm
yourself,
registering.
You wouldn't be happy because there's mayhem. Total mayhem in the air, as Jim will attest to.
That couldn't be.
Well, Jim might not attest to it, but it is true nonetheless.
He's in a very contrary mood tonight, isn't he?
Jim is... Yeah, he's annoying me. You're annoying me, Jim. Oh, give me that look. Well, anyway, so what's been happening here over the past couple of months? Because I haven't been around.
Okay, we...
Now we can buy lemonade downstairs. That's really cool.
Wow.
Couldn't do that before. Look at this.
Yes, Fruitopia.
I've never even heard... This is one of these Generation X drinks that they're coming up with.
Yes, that Minute Maid is coming up with, believe it or not.
And look, if I drink this now, I'll get 1% of my sodium intake to the day.
Wow.
So, stand back.
Yeah, you know what Eric is like when he's on sodium.
Yeah. So, what's been happening? Tell me.
I heard there was some really bad sodium going around at Woodstock.
Yeah, you heard about that, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know if anybody out there went to Woodstock.
We'd love to hear from you if you did, as if you're back from your trip yet. But I heard that was mostly a bunch of frat boys getting drunk on Budweiser. LSD didn't float around very much, from what I heard.
I got some potato chips here, and I can get 2% of my iron intake from those.
Which means if you eat 50 of them, you'll have all you need.
Rock and roll. We have some special guests in the special guest room. Let's see if I can get the special guest microphones to work. Let's see, throw that down here. Okay, do this. Scream real loud. Okay. All right, we're getting something. That's good.
Is that there?
We didn't have time to do a proper mic check, so here's a... scream again, please. Okay, we got you. We got you pegged. Who are you, Screamer 1, that just screamed now?
This is Bill.
Did you just scream? That wasn't your scream, was it?
Yes, it was.
It was. Do that again. Well, how about you? Can you scream? He's not screaming at all.
No.
All right, either your microphone is dead or you're trying to be a wise guy. Okay, these are our two friends from Holland who stopped in. Rob and Bill of the Rob and Bill Show in Amsterdam. You've probably heard of it, but no need to get into all that. Rob and Bill are here in the United States, not just to visit us, but to do many other things, including meeting with the president, I believe. Has that happened yet, or is that in the future? Can't hear you at all. Sorry. Well, also, you're not in front of a microphone. That could have something to do with it. No, you know, that microphone's not working. Okay, here's what you do. You look on the bottom of the microphone is a number.
Number three.
Okay, then what you do is you walk over to the wall there and you see where number three is plugged into. So here at USB, we have our guests do all the work for us. That way we save all the union costs.
It works.
Board three.
It goes to, oh, board three. All right, well, you see, the problem with that is it's the same pot, to use technical terms, as our guest mic in here, Matt.
Yes, but I haven't said anything lately.
We haven't said anything lately, but there's no reason why we can't have you... Well, just put it anywhere else except there. Put it on one of the mixed things, one of the empty mix ones.
How many say hi?
Empty mix ones. I can put it in board 2.
Well, board 2 is the phone.
Board 1.
Well, which one is Bill? Look at Bill's...
My 2.
You're 2. So plug it into any of the mix except 2, and that'll work just fine.
3.
Plug it into 3. That's cool.
Mix 3.
All right. We did it.
He's on the air.
Okay. Now, that's Rob that just did all the technical work, and Bill is over there next to Rob. And, you're here in the United States.
Yes.
Yep. It's the United States. Right?
Well, I just figured I'd point that out for our listeners who might be slow.
You know, of course, this being radio, he doesn't necessarily have to be heard.
Yeah, for a second, I didn't know where you were coming from. Okay, that's Matt in the same room as me. All right, so, no, he doesn't have to be, but you probably can't hear us, can you?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, you can hear us. All right, fine. This is good because you don't have headphones. You listen to us through the speakers. Now, when we get the phone calls in, that's going to be kind of wild. It's going to be wild. Now, Chris is here, too. Say something, Chris.
Hi.
How you doing? You don't have a microphone at all. Oh. You know, it's a very unprofessional sound to move the microphone around like that.
I'm not going to talk.
Let's move it right back to where it was before. Yeah, Chris, you want a potato chip? You can get, what is it, the 2% of your iron intake from these.
You cannot.
Do you understand these things? Chris is the health food nut here, so explain to us how these things work.
Well, you get your supply of cottonseed oil.
Well, there's nutrition information on packs of gum. There are. But I understand, Bill, you have a pet peeve in that there aren't nutrition facts on cans of beer.
Yeah, no beer or wine or any alcohol products. And, of course, they definitely count towards calories in your diet. And it should be noted that beer is a fairly nutritious drink, far more nutritious than Coca-Cola and probably better than most white bread.
You hear that, America? Beer is good for you.
Certainly.
Yes.
Guinness is good for you.
Yes, it's an ad for Guinness. Guinness is good for you.
Guinness the world
is good
over.
For you. And soup is good for you.
Now, how much is Guinness going to pay us for saying that?
I don't know. What did we agree to?
They're going to underwrite the program.
That's good. Good idea.
And pay us an Irish punt.
No way.
Jim doesn't like the idea. And Jim does have final say over this.
Yeah, he's the radiothon coordinator.
Yeah, he is. Well, so how long are you two fine fellows in the United States for? I might ask you that.
I'm going to be here till Tuesday. I have to leave Tuesday evening. And Rob, I'm not sure. I don't even know if he knows.
Well, I'm going to be staying here for at least another 2 weeks, and I'm going to do boring things like mountains and nature and lakes.
Mountains and nature and lakes. Boy. So you're going to see all of America, huh? Good, fine. So, what's been going on around here recently, current event-wise? How's the radio station been?
Well, it's still on.
You're still distorted, too. Yeah, you know, we got struck by lightning. I heard about that.
Yes. Apparently, this is while I was away. I was in San Francisco while this was going on. The antenna, I believe, was hit with lightning, and we were running at half power.
Direct hit, 40% power from what I understand.
Yeah, 40% power. And those of you in the outlying areas of the USB listening area who had to hook their radios up to the toaster now had to hook it up to something stronger in order to get us.
I didn't think that was really funny.
Neither did I.
I mean, a station being hit by lightning is not a funny matter.
But I'll take a laugh anytime I can.
Definitely not.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. All right, here's a programming note. Chris Crowley is now coming to us through the announce booth on Channel 8. Hello, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
But I'm distorted now.
All right.
How about that?
Special programming note, Chris
there.
Is now distorted. Let us fix Chris here.
The facts have been distorted.
All
How's
right.
That?
All right.
Is that better?
Much better. Much better.
I absolutely disagree.
Well, Jim, what does Jim know?
Oh, don't get him started on that.
That's unthinkable.
Yeah, what you know is definitely unthinkable. Okay, so we have almost every studio. You know, if we get Gary Pecorino on this, we can get the other control room down the hall.
He's not actually in the other control room.
He was last time I looked.
Well, he's out looking for records.
He's out in the record library, huh?
Yeah.
Let's check that. Let's see. Gary, are you there? Gary? Speak to us, please.
He's now in the other control room. He moved.
He moves. See, he's moving around. He's back in the other control room. Huh?
Yeah, I see him.
He's there. He's at the microphone. Now we just have to find a way to hook him up.
Well, the only way to hook him up, I think, is to patch him. He has to be. Does he know that we're putting him on the radio.
Matt is using the patch bay, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, the patch bay has been activated.
Let's see if he can get this right.
Why don't we put that into... Where are you putting it?
Six.
But that'll get rid of
guest. I can move the guest to seven. There.
Okay.
Guests are now in seven. Guests, you're now in seven, all right? Is that okay?
It's okay. Right. Sounds confusing.
All right. It is confusing. Now,
I don't
Gary.
I'm going to be on seven.
Gary, you're on six.
Gary?
I hear nothing but dead air from Gary. Listen to that.
How appropriate.
I have a feeling when Gary does begin speaking,
yeah.
It will be definitely.
I don't believe that's a good idea.
No.
Okay. I don't either.
Once I agree with you.
Yeah.
What's going on in there? We're getting a lot of dead air.
A lot of...
We're actually getting a lot of feedback.
A lot of dead air.
A lot of feedback.
It's because he's joking around.
You know, I don't understand it. We still haven't lost the callers.
Yeah.
Still ringing the phone. What's going on here?
Oh, they're stubborn.
Don't they realize all the channels have been used up?
There's no room for callers tonight.
Wow. Okay, so, let's take attendance here. We have Gary over in the production room.
Hey ho.
We have Chris over in the booth.
Could be.
Lee's booth. We have Matt here in the main control room.
Present.
We have me also here, obviously. And in our special guest facilities, we have Rob.
Yo.
And we have Bill.
Right here.
You forgot the other person standing behind you.
Who's that? I don't even know who that is.
Seth, sorry.
Seth, not the Seth.
Yes,
Seth. My God. This is a person I haven't seen in, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Something like that.
Wow.
Who I didn't realize was living one town over from me a million miles away.
You want to explain that, please?
Well, I was walking around town, and he's like, no, I live one town over. This was when I was a living million miles away. And I just bumped into him on the street.
I see.
Never saw him again.
Until now.
Until now. No, but that was... No, this
was a year ago.
Hey, you shut me off.
No, how can I shut you off? You're coming up... That doesn't make any sense. You're coming up on channel 8. I shut down channel 2.
You turned down my volume on purpose.
What was on 2?
No, I turned down channel 2 and he went down with it, but...
Going down with the ship.
Are you,
Hey, people are calling on the news line, too.
Really, they shouldn't be doing that.
Who gave that to
them? All right, I think I got everybody here. All right. Yeah, because I want to take phone calls.
We didn't even announce the phone number and the phone's all lit up.
I know. Is that fair?
No. Why give the phone number? All the lines full.
No, just take all these people off the air, Eric. Hey, you know, we can take two callers at once.
Three,
yeah, Gary's correct.
Well, I suppose.
So I could have one caller.
I could have one caller.
Let's see. Is that Gary?
Gary's going into his Music for Modern Ears stage.
What's
there,
all the satellite stuff?
Satellite stuff?
Yeah, it says satellite 1, satellite 2. It's
what
all new to
please?
Me.
Excuse me?
Linux, what town, please?
What town? What town? Does anybody know what town? Stony Brook.
Go ahead.
What do
you need, sir?
What do I need?
You got information, you know.
Oh, I did. No, I'm on the radio, and you just came out of my headphones. This is
somebody dialed me.
This is weird. This is
very
weird.
I have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye. I was going to ask her for something. Oh, she's gone. Do you ever have that happen?
Yep. I was going to ask a girl something, and she's gone.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, just have a voice appear in your head.
That happens all the time, actually.
Really?
Kill that. Kill that.
Well, 632-6901, I believe, is the number I'm being given. And we're going to take a phone call. Is that a good idea?
Good idea.
All right, why don't we do that?
Ask Jim.
Do you really want to ask Jim? Do you really, really, really want to ask Jim?
Jim, what do you think? Should we take a phone call, Jim?
He's got his arms folded, and he's just staring at us.
Strong, silent type.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
I think he doesn't like being the object of attention at times like this. But, I mean, he's asking for it himself. He locks himself in that little glass booth and expects everybody to look at him. Good evening. You're on the radio.
Hello.
How you doing?
It's my friend Eric.
Who is?
You.
Am I?
Yes.
Well, maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I need to know more about you.
You will not hang up on me because Matt usually hangs up on me and calls me that darn pranker.
A darn pranker. Well.
It is I, the brain.
We can exist on a mutual respect. What the hell is that?
Hello, Eric.
Who played the dial tone? Where'd the dial tone come from?
Eric.
Now listen. You don't diss me, I don't diss you, okay? That's fair. I mean, that's the first step to being friends, right?
Excuse me. We cannot exist on a mutual level.
Well, obviously not, but I'm saying if you want to exist, period.
I want to exist, period. We need to, Eric?
Respect each other to a degree.
But respect me to talk, please?
I can respect you to talk when I permit you to talk. I shall permit you to talk now.
Hi, the brain.
There. Why wasn't so bad, was it?
Do you remember me?
No.
I called the last time you were on when Richard Nixon died. That was your last show.
Was that the last show? I'm glad I have people like you to tell me when my last show was, because I don't remember.
And Matt always said,
I was on that.
It is I, the brain, a laboratory mouse from Burbank, California.
Wait, hold on a second. Rob from Amsterdam says he was on that? What do you mean you were on that? You were on my show?
How could he have been?
When Nixon died?
I think I was.
Glad they pay attention to me.
I don't see how you could have been living in Amsterdam at all.
Eric?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. We have 25 people here. It's very difficult.
I am Brain, the laboratory mouse trying to take over the world. Remember me and my associate Pinky? Oh, gee, Brain, what are we going to do tonight? Same thing we do every Saturday night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Now, can I ask, if I may butt in here, how do you try to take over the world? How does one do that?
Hey, Brain, why don't you tell them about our last plan and why it didn't work? You would like to hear that, Pinky. Hey, Brain, so... Okay, let's tell Eric and the listeners about our last plan and why it didn't work.
Yes, well, maybe you could talk to us directly and not converse amongst yourselves so much.
Can you just go and...
Yeah, makes for better radio that way.
Oh, that's good,
guy. Okay. Jim agrees to that.
I'm not sure.
He doesn't know.
Talking much for this conversation. My last plan, well, as you know, or as you don't know, but I was at Woodstock 1994.
No, I didn't know that. I don't think anybody else did either.
I went to Woodstock and I got on stage between an act right after Nine Inch Nails. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just having some chips here.
What I tried to do, I tried to get on and be a pop star idol so people would respect me, make me their leader, and I would be able to take over the world. It didn't work, though.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, well, one of the band guys stepped up.
Wow.
But I have a plan tonight.
Okay, what's your plan? Let's hear your plan.
Do I have permission to use the airwaves?
Well, it depends what you want to use them for.
Is someone on the other line?
Hold on.
Uh-huh. I agree completely.
Can you please get off the other line?
Yeah, get off the other line.
Okay.
Get off the line. Come on. All right.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, I have permission to use the airwaves?
It was another phone, by the way. It wasn't another line.
Yeah, it was another phone.
Another phone on the same line.
I'm trying to use the Acme telephone lines, but the janitor Jay over here won't let me use his phone. He keeps hitting at me with his broom.
Snuck into a school, huh?
No, I'm in the laboratory.
Oh, right, of course. The
Burbank,
lab.
Don't you remember me at all? I asked you 9 questions.
My memory doesn't last all that long anymore.
Okay, well, here's my plan tonight. I'm going to stage a little thing. So, citizens of the world, it is I, Mr. Newscaster Guy. And I have urgent news for you. I repeat, I am not a mouse trying to take over the world. I'm here giving you important information about a plague that is going to terrorize us. If you do not go to the nearest 7-Eleven or Quickie Mart and start eating beef jerky. Okay, eat the beef jerky and you will be immune to this plague. That should give him sufficient time to go to the nearest 7-Eleven. Now I can talk to Eric in private about my plan. Eric?
Well, yeah, you can talk to me in private about your plan, but you understand you're on the radio station now, so privacy is not really something you'll get.
See, everyone is scared of this plague, and they are rushing to 7-Eleven.
I see, and plus
7-Eleven,
our overall listenership would probably ensure privacy of it.
In 7-Eleven, there was a Pakistani music or heavy metal or whatever this new generation.
Right.
All right, well, now I can tell you my plan. While they are at the store...
This can go on all night, can't it?
No, it won't. Me and Pinky will go into people's houses to steal their photo ID. Without it, they won't be able to rent videos, get social security. They won't be able to do virtually anything. It'll be terrible for them. And I will not give them back their photo ID until they make me president of the United States.
Well, it sounds like the laugh will be on you, then.
Wait, Eric, I think I'm going to use you for my plan.
How will you use me for your plan?
How would you like to be secretary in chief?
I'm not a secretary, okay?
Like,
no, I'm sorry, I need more than just that.
You can't even type.
I can't, that's exactly true, I cannot type at all.
My brain administration, what would you like to be?
What do I want to be?
Anything you'd like, Eric, if you aid us in our plan.
The official radio talk show host for...
That's what you will be.
For the new age of propaganda that will...
Okay, we must hurry,
rain
Eric,
down upon us.
People are at the 7-Eleven and eating beef jerky, and it won't last long.
Of course, you realize that not that many people can fit into any 7-Eleven.
No, they've gone to 7-Eleven and Quickie Mart. Anywhere.
Where was there a Quickie Mart? I didn't even saw a Quickie Mart around here.
They're very scared.
I saw it on TV once.
And I just announced when I faked to be a newscaster. Anyway, Eric, as I was saying, you can drive the minivan that takes Pinky and I to all the people's houses and we steal their photo ID. What do you think of that?
I'm going to ask our co-host here, what do you guys think of this? Chris, let's start with you.
I don't see why Matt cuts this guy off all the time.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said. What do you think?
I think our friends from Holland have some opinions on this. What do you think in there?
Oh, what is a Quickie Mart?
Well, I don't know if that's the issue, but...
Don't you watch The Simpsons?
Because it won't come through my phone. What are they saying about...
You have to hold the radio up to your ears.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have the radio off because of feedback.
Feedback.
Well, the Echo. Feedback is the part of the show that we get the most compliments on.
My plan will not fail because I'm a genius. And I have my loyal aide Pinky who is running around.
What do you think his most embarrassing moment was in high school?
Now, as I was saying.
Well, this might be it.
What?
He just doesn't know it yet.
His next one, probably, he's probably still in high school.
Because when we take over the world, everyone will bow down to us, Mike. Now, do you have any questions about the life and times of Pinky and the Brain?
Why would anyone want to take over the world?
Jim's motioning. What do you want, Jim? He's doing one of those, like neck things. You see that?
Oh, wait, can I just finish with
I gotta ask Jim, okay, because Jim has the final say here. Jim, what are you saying? Are we supposed to cut this guy off, what?
Wait, let me finish.
Yeah.
He wants us to cut you off.
Oh, can I finish? You're the host, Eric.
Jim. But Jim's the producer.
Jim, can he finish, Jim?
That's absolutely the most ridiculous assertion I've ever heard.
I don't think he wants you to finish.
Yes, I'm going to finish, please.
Well, you're going to have to convince Jim.
Hey, Jim, are you listening?
I see what you mean.
Oh, I don't know why, but listen, Jim.
If I become the world,
I'll make you my third in command. How about that? How does that sound, Jim? Is Jim like
maybe
that?
Yes, maybe no.
He's indecisive.
All right, let me sing my subliminal message song, and maybe he'll be decisive. Ready? I am a mouse out of shape.
All right, that's enough of that. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good. I haven't called in a few weeks. But...
Well, I haven't listened in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So, we're even.
Cool. I've been, in the hospital. It's like,
really?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Why you been in the hospital?
Because I had a poontang problem.
You had a what?
A poontang problem. No, I had a problem with my period. I had to go, to a gynecologist.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get it for a while, and then when I got it, I bled too heavily.
Uh-huh.
So,
can you turn down the background music? This sounds interesting.
Is that far down enough for you?
Yeah.
All right, the background music has been shut down.
Not shut down, just a little low.
But, no, it's okay. Chris wants to hear this, so we'll turn it down.
Okay, this is what happened. I didn't get my period for 3 months, and then when I finally got it, it was, really, really heavy. Oh, and at first, I just thought, hey, this is normal, it's just because I didn't have it for 3 months. And then when I got it, and then I passed out, and I started getting really, really pale. I'm naturally pale, but then I started getting really pale.
Really, really pale?
Yeah, why is this heat kind of pale?
Uh-huh.
And I passed out, and no one was home. I was on the phone with my friend, and I was really scared, and I told her to come over, and then I called my mom. I'm like, Ma, I just passed out.
Uh-huh.
Come over. So she brought me to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
He took my blood, and he said I had no blood. That I had practically water running through my veins. So my hemoglobin was 6.7, which he said was really, really low, which didn't really mean anything to me because I'm not a doctor, but...
6.7?
Yeah. He could have thought you were, dead.
Wow.
But he told me, two more days, you would have been dead. So I was, really scared.
Uh-huh.
So what did they do?
To the hospital.
What exactly did they do to you?
They gave me, two blood transfusions.
Oh, my God.
And they gave me, a DNC, which is like, you just totally get cleaned out. They clean everything out and stuff in your uterus. And I had a sonogram. I'd stay there for 3 days.
You've had an interesting summer.
Yeah. It was
had
fun.
Three
it was
STDs.
Like everything was cool, and I had to take off work for 2 weeks. I had to rest. And after that, I felt really, really weak.
Wait, did you TLS?
Wait. What was that remark about STDs, Chris?
No.
What?
Did she say she had three STDs?
All right, Chris is asking if you said you had three STDs.
Oh, no, I said I had a DNC.
DNC?
Oh.
God, Chris.
All
right, Rob has a question now. What?
Did they do any PLFs on you?
PLFs. Did they do any PLFs on you?
No.
No, they did not.
But, no IRCs either?
No IRCs, nothing like that.
What blood type is she?
What blood type are you?
O positive.
I probably saved your life.
You know, I'm O positive. I think I'm O positive.
No, I know I'm O positive.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
I just recently gave blood, so that she's probably got my blood in her veins.
You probably have Chris's blood in your veins, because Chris is O positive, and he gave blood recently.
Oh, thank you. You saved my life.
Yeah.
You're most welcome.
But, what else happened?
My arm is killing me.
I have to take iron pills now. And I'm on birth control pills to regulate my period so that doesn't happen again.
Well, you know, it's nice of you to share all this with us.
But you're still going to use protection.
It's kind of embarrassing, but I'm kind of like, I'm not really modest, so I don't mind.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of common. It happens. My friend's mom, it happened to her 3 times. She had to go for like 3 DNCs.
Yeah.
Really traumatic.
Uh-huh.
You feel like you go under anesthesia if you want to.
Uh-huh.
Because I went under anesthesia because I wanted to be totally out. And then, after that, I just like... It felt really, like really bad, like cramps, and it hurt. And then that night, I didn't feel good at all.
How do you feel now?
Yeah, how do you feel now?
What?
How do you feel now?
Now I feel really good. It's been, like, a week since I've been in the hospital, and a week and a few days. So I feel really good. I feel, like, back to my old self. Afterwards, I was really weak, and I felt, like, depressed all the time and kind of blah. And that was because I heard that my hormone level, like, was all out of whack, and... As soon as, like, my blood started building up more, I got in a really bad mood. I'd have, like, mood swings where I'd start crying for no reason. Kind of like PMSing, but like, for a really bad... Because I'd, like, just lash out on people and get in bad mood, and I didn't like that. But I guess everybody just, like... My family wanted to kill me, but they, like, understood.
Uh-huh.
I'd hate to sound cruel, but
what?
Do you have a... I'd hate to sound cruel, but do you have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend? Matt,
I don't think you sound cruel. I think
Matt is really desperate.
You sound crude, not cruel.
Oh.
Should I put that in the past tense?
Well, put it in some tense, but do you have an answer for Matt here?
What?
Ask your question again, Matt.
Did you have a boyfriend?
Oh, no. It wasn't anything like that. I haven't had any sexual relationships.
No. That wasn't the part I was worried about. I was worried about the PMS part.
Poor guy. No. I have a boyfriend.
You know, the nature of this program has changed a lot since I was away. We used to talk about world issues and
yeah,
things
Matt,
like that.
What did you do to this show,
I don't understand
Matt.
This. We never talked about I don't think we mentioned PMS once.
Oh, but
the years I've done this show, and all of a sudden...
It is a world issue.
It had to come up sometime.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, like before your period, you kind of get crabby. It's like true.
Oh, of course. We all know that.
I don't know if it's in the mind, but I'm usually not a crabby person. My friends may say, but, you know, I'm pretty much always in a good mood. But before that time, I kind of did get kind of upset. Sometimes, like, easily upset. So I guess it is true, you know. It's like, both said it's true.
Do you have any firearms in the house?
Firearms? No.
Good.
You would?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we'd ask you to bring him over here and take care of Matt for us.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the first order of business. Well, listen, you're feeling okay now. That's the important thing. All right. So you're all geared up for the autumn now. The summer has...
I don't want to go back to school. I'm going to be a senior, but that's kind of cool because you're king of the mountain. I'm graduating, getting out of the horrible place, but...
Yeah, where are you going to go?
I want to go to NYU, but I don't have applied yet, so I want to get in, you know. I have to, like, see if I make it.
Yeah.
I
have a good trick for getting into NYU.
Can you hear Rob?
Wait, I want to hear
what?
Rob.
All right, can you hear Rob?
No, I can't hear you.
Okay, well, do you have a radio near you?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you turn it up a little bit, because the half-assed way this station is set up, it's the only way you can hear the people in the other room is if you turn up a radio.
Okay.
So, Rob has a suggestion for you.
What?
Go ahead, Rob.
A good trick for getting into NYU is to marry somebody that works there, that teaches there, because then you get
my way to the top.
You get into NYU for free, and works like a charm.
That's true of most schools.
Thank
isn't
you.
It?
Wow, I didn't know that. I don't think it works for Stony Brook.
Hey, no. Baby, you want to marry me? You're only 81 years old. Yeah.
No. People try to get at us.
No, there are a lot of attractive professors at WNYU.
WNYU
is by my good grades or something.
That's the radio station, WNYU.
Oh,
like not the college.
Charm. No.
You notice how colleges seem to be named after their radio stations? Like Stony Brook now calls itself USB. Well, we were USB before they were.
So what about...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that annoys you know what out of me.
All right, screw
about
people there.
What about WPBX? Southampton.
Well, I don't know about that one. That's an interesting call.
Are they named after
a phone
company?
I don't know. I don't quite know how that works exactly. Let's talk to Rob and Bill for a few minutes, because
okay.
They're in this country, and maybe they have some impressions of this country that we're not aware of. Being Americans and all, we might not see the United States the way they see it.
Well,
how do you see our country?
Don't forget, I am actually an American.
That's right, you are an American.
Yeah, no.
Is that where the SF comes from, San Francisco?
San Francisco, or on a more technical side, single frequency, as in 2600 hertz.
Ah.
But few people catch on to that. But I'm an American that has returned after about almost 4 years, and yeah, it's very interesting. A lot of things you see here you don't see on TV, so it's been interesting. I've actually got a chance to try to communicate with the government here and learn what a bureaucracy it is. In fact, Eric
was
playing
fun
with me in that whole game, and
we were calling the Social Security office to find out what time they closed. And the thing is, you can't talk to them in person. You won't get their phone number. You can only get an 800 number. In fact, let's see if we can actually get that fun 800 number right now, because you won't get the local number for Patchogue.
May I help you?
Yes, hello, operator. I need the local number for the Social Security office in Patchogue. I think it's on Oak Street.
They only have one number for all of the offices.
One number, huh? Okay, what might that number be?
That's 800-772-1213.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the number. Oh, boy, I hate that number. That's the number that we were plagued with, so let's call that. Now, I'll bet they're not open now, but we can still wander through their voicemail.
Thank you for calling Social Security. If you call between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, you may speak with a representative. If you are calling from a touch-tone telephone, you can use our automated service. For a list of available services, please press 9 now.
Now, here's the fun part. If you don't have a touch-tone phone, listen to what happens. Yep. You get a lot of silence, but something else happens.
Thank you for calling Social Security. Goodbye.
Oh, boy.
They don't respect people very much without touch-tone phones, do they? Okay, so
that's their way of saying get with the 90s.
Yeah. Well, no, they had a voice response system, though. I guess when they're open, they have a voice response system of some sort. Hmm. Okay, they're gone. But we just wanted to find out what time they close so that we'd know if they could make it in time.
It said 7 p.m.
No, their representatives are available till 7 p.m., but they're only open until 4 p.m. We didn't find that out until we waited 45 minutes on the phone. And, of course, by that time, it was after 4 o'clock, so there was no point. So that's a little bit of bureaucracy for you. You don't have that kind of bureaucracy in Holland, huh?
Well, it's certainly there.
Yeah.
Definitely. We do in big time in bureaucracy in Holland. It's horrible.
But we're better at it, right?
Different. We don't have that many voice response systems. We still have the old brand of stupid humans that can't help you instead of stupid machines that can't help you.
Ah. I see. I don't know which is better. Shall we go back to the phones?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Sure.
Okay. I think we should. What do you
go
mean?
For him.
Okay, all
absolutely.
Right, good.
Yes.
It sounds like a mandate to me. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, I got Tony Thomas from Bayshore here.
Yeah, so?
Hey!
You say that like it's supposed to mean something to us.
Kind of, but not tonight, because a couple of my strings broke.
A couple of your strings broke?
Yeah, I guess you don't know about me. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Tony.
You want to tell us about this guy, man?
Okay, let me explain the nature of Tony Thomas from Bayshore.
Please do.
This fellow has this fetish for cake, and he parodizes several songs, most notably stuff from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they become odes to cake. And he's really, really fond of certain types of cakes that are available in Amsterdam, of all places.
Matt, what have you done to my radio show?
I'm really sad that I've been missing the show all these weeks.
This show used to discuss issues of the day. You know, we talk about, you know, abortion. We talk about Bosnia. You know, we talk about the outer space even.
And what you
oh,
did with your summer vacation.
Now we've got PMS and cake. You know, I mean, what's
and taking over
on?
The world. Don't
taking
forget
over
that.
The world with Inky or Blinky or whatever the hell.
Pinky and Sue.
Whatever. It broke my radio show.
I'm good, though.
Oh, I forgot he was even on the line.
I'm good. I play good songs. Matt's heard me a lot of times.
Yeah, the only trouble is you had an intact guitar at the time.
What happened?
You had an intact guitar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've heard people have been, like, imitating me lately.
Oh, yes.
People will do anything.
I know. I've been away for a long, long time.
Long, long time.
Yeah.
Where you been?
I went to Amsterdam, too.
Oh, really?
There's an Amsterdam, too?
Name one that's city in Amsterdam.
Is that a sequel to Amsterdam?
I have a name that lives in the Prince and Grat River, or some that stream, whatever it is.
Isn't there an Amsterdam, New York?
Yeah, there is. There is an Amsterdam in New York.
Yeah.
And New York used to be New Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a beer called New Amsterdam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a beer called Amstel, which is made in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I know a lot.
Yeah. What's the difference between...
Ask me the questions. I know a lot.
I'd like to ask Bill and Rop what the difference is between Amstel in this country and in Amsterdam.
Bill, well, I think you'd be the expert on that.
Yeah, I'm the beer drinker. I don't think Rop ever drinks beer, no matter how good it is. But what they do is they take Amstel, the regular beer, which is about 5.0% alcohol, and then dilute it with hopefully clean water to 3.2%. or to whatever the particular state standard is, and then they ship it to America.
See, he knows his beer.
The Heineken, on the other hand, is specially brewed for America, and I understand it's their largest division.
And so you pronounce it Amstel?
That's Amstel.
Amstel.
Yes. Well, they don't use...
You know what they would probably do to you in a bar if you asked for an Amstel Light?
I wouldn't ask for one here.
See, he's covered.
Yes, but they don't use the water in the Amsterdam canals, do they?
Well, I don't drink it, so I really don't care, but I would hope
I don't
not
either.
For those that do.
I don't either, but I think it has an effect on the brains of those who do. That's probably why I don't drink it.
You know what Monty Python said about American beer?
What?
Well, that it's like making love in a canoe.
Yeah, but you...
What,
you know,
you wouldn't take a canoe in the ocean?
No, it's something close to water.
Yeah,
that
sure
radio.
Is.
I guess you could fall out. I'm looking for... okay. Never mind.
Is Gary playing the saxophone?
I'm eating chips, all right? And I'm almost finished.
Chips?
These are...
Sour cream and onion.
Yeah, you know,
they
if they were good, I'd know what kind they were.
They're
sour
nasty.
Cream and onion, artificially flavored. And they say that in big letters. If
that's
right. Yeah, it's all right.
It's nasty.
Wait, guaranteed fresh for 10 days after date shown on package. That's
I'm amazed that Eric is still alive with what he eats.
Where is the date on the package, though?
They just make the date 10 days later.
Yeah, I don't understand why they don't do that. Well, I don't see any date here.
Because nobody pays attention to the dates anyway.
September 6th. But you know what bothers me? September 6th, they don't say the year. That always kind of gets me. Oh, well. So anything else, caller, from Bayshore?
Nothing much.
Okay.
Are you putting anyone on the side tonight?
Yeah, I'll start with you. Yeah, you're on the side. Good evening. You're on the radio. Go ahead. There's a beep here. This is one of our more interesting calls right now. Okay, well, that was a good call.
Try giving it some touch tone.
No, he just said woo, and that was good. I like that. That's kind of a mystery call for the night. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. My name is John, and I'm really depressed. You know,
sounds like a recording. Matt's going into spasms here.
Hey, can I take a call, too?
That, what was that? That was a recording of something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's something we don't want to hear on the air.
Can I take a call, too?
Good quality. Yeah, you can take a call. Why don't you do that?
Brain damage, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
What? What's the matter?
What's your name?
My name.
What?
My name is Matt. Who are you?
This is Matt.
Yeah, who's this?
I'm Big J.
Big J, how you doing?
But how many people are down there?
He probably can't hear us.
A few.
Got a few, huh? You, Eric.
Do you have a couple of,
Jim's here, too.
I just can't agree with
what?
That. Do you have a radio near you? So can you hear everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard a couple people.
You hear me right now?
This isn't the usual Matt.
What do you mean, this isn't the usual Matt?
Matt that hosts Brain Damage?
With a beard.
How are they going to know that on the radio?
Because he goes like this to the microphone.
What up?
Disgusting.
What is that, the foam side or the edge side?
How you guys doing?
All right, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm doing okay.
What happened?
Dark. I was watching them on TV.
Sharks on TV.
So I just wanted to say hi to my friend, Chacho.
And hey, Muchacho.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any good hot topics to talk about today?
What was your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
And if you don't have one, this is a good opportunity to get one.
I have so many.
Okay, then just give us one.
I can't think of one off the top of my head right now.
You ought to be ashamed.
What drugs did you do recently?
Yeah, I mean, how could somebody be so brain dead as not to come up with an embarrassing topic? This must be the most foolish person I've ever heard on the air, ever.
How come everybody's quiet?
There. See? He can't hear us. He can't even hear us. He's not telling the truth.
He can hear you.
Ditch this call.
I can't hear you.
How can I ditch it? Oh, I can go to the next call?
Yeah. The next call. You know what?
Hello, you're on the air on Brain Damage.
I'm going to take a call at the same time.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, you're on the air at Brain Damage.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Brain Damage.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, hello, we hear you.
Where you been, Eric?
I've been here.
Okay. Well, you're on vacation?
Yeah, I know
I'm
you're
on vacation.
Just away on tonight.
We have two calls on at the same time.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah, I want to be by myself.
You know, I think we should have one call on the left channel and one call on the right channel.
Back from Amsterdam?
This is the only radio station where you can hear two call-in shows at the same time.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. How are you doing?
The problem is Chris's call.
Hello?
Am I speaking Dutch? Look at that. He's speaking Dutch in there.
Hello?
Eric?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
What?
Your caller wants to speak to me, and I think my caller wants to speak to you.
That's 7 seconds away. That's what it is.
Okay, tell you what, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm on four. You're on three. You
okay, let's
switch?
Put him on hold. Okay.
Okay, we're going to switch.
Okay, he's on hold.
All right, I got yours.
I'm going to pick up four.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you're back on Brain.
Okay, we switched you over now.
Yeah,
now, you had a question for me.
For a little while.
Eric, where you been?
Where have I been?
How about we'll put you on hold, okay?
I've been all over
the place. Put me on
later,
please.
Okay, you're on hold. We only have one frequency here, so there's no Brain Damage 1 and Brain Damage 2.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
But I've just been very busy.
Okay.
Really busy?
Yeah, you know how it is.
Doing the show from now on?
Probably not. Probably in and out, you know?
Yeah.
But, that's the nature of things. Where have you been?
What?
Where have you been?
I've been around.
I haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, because you haven't been on in a while.
Ah, yeah, of course. We get back to that. Chris, what happened to your call?
No, he's on hold.
Why'd you put him on hold?
He said he wanted to be on hold. He wanted to be by himself.
Now, look, the thing is, he called us to be put on hold?
I don't know. Somebody said they're going to put me on hold.
No, not you.
People call for dumber reasons.
No, he said he...
Can you hear me?
We have to go through the calls two at a time because otherwise we'll never get through them all.
Yeah.
Eric.
That's the only way it's going to work. What?
Now, don't cut me off. But can I be part? But don't cut me off like you did the last time.
When did I cut you off the last time? I haven't been on the air for 6 years.
Oh, the last kid that was on. Can I be on the side? Can you put me on the side? You know
what does that mean?
Side? I don't
what
know.
Is this, Matt, explain to us the put on the side thing, please.
Park him to another line.
You sure, I'll park it to another line. Where do you want
park
to go?
It to another line.
Okay,
I don't
hold
get
on.
It.
Hold on. I'm going to park you.
He's what?
Move him to another line.
1, 2, 5.
Watch what happens.
Okay. I parked him somewhere in the hospital. Somewhere in the hospital, a phone has started blinking, and only I know the phone number that it's at. That's how the system works. You can park people on any extension throughout the entire university.
I can park
somebody in the dormitory room if I
see one. Excuse me, Eric?
Yes.
Can we see how our friend on line 4 is doing? He's on
hold. I
don't
know
right
who
now.
Our friend is on line. Well, you want me to pick him up?
Yeah.
All right.
He wanted to talk
Hello.
To you.
Hey, are you back?
Hello?
How you doing?
Eric, hi, Eric.
You want to be on hold still, or you want to socialize more?
Matt knows me as Mr. Wizard Guy, and I got another great song tonight. It's really
Is this okay, man?
Yeah, this is okay, but you gotta keep it short. We have to get through all the callers, you know.
None of those long Dylan-esque ballads, please.
Well, it's 1 minute and 18 seconds long.
Well, I guess that's all right.
You can live with that?
I can live with that. Go ahead.
Passed by popular demand, 208 nations of the world. Okay?
Oh, my microphone was on. Damn.
Now, fellow brain amateurs, the 208 nations of the world, brought to you by me. Let's start with our hemisphere and our wonderful country. United Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic of Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, Los Alvarados, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and Brazil, Guatemala, Bolivia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, and Guam, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, Ecuador, Guyana, Barbados, and Guam. Now let's move to Europe. Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Germany now in peace. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey, and Greece.
Czechoslovakia is two countries. You missed.
Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia,
Oman's
Iran, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, Bolivia, Sweden, Bahrain, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, Portugal, France, England, Denmark, and Spain. Now, Asia and part of the Middle East.
Okay, we've already been there, but go ahead.
Wait, I forgot my wife.
Oh, man, is in the Middle East, you know.
Oh, yeah, I can do it now.
All right.
Okay,
India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Zambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana, the rest of Africa, and the rest of the world, starting with Burundi, Lesotho, Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara, is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon, Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algeria, Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayuran, Cayman, Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, Ireland, Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Montenegro, Panama, Spanish, Tudor, and Sanio, Oman, Australia.
He missed Eritrea.
Okay, all right.
Got Eritrea.
That's good. Not bad.
Yep.
All right. You've already got your...
That
was very good.
That was
but
very, very good.
But Antarctica, you know.
Antarctica.
No. He said Antarctica.
He's saying he left it out, so I don't think he said it.
It's not a country.
It's a continent.
What?
It's a continent.
But not a country. Did I say the 208 continents of the world?
All right, he's got me there.
Did you get Argentina? I didn't hear Argentina in there.
If I want to include continents, I can.
All right, but most...
What about Argentina? Did he get Argentina?
He got Argentina.
But you know what? You said Yugoslavia, but you know Yugoslavia is all messed up now.
I'm talking about former Yugoslavia.
You're talking about the rump Yugoslavia,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, whatever you have to say.
Boy, this is incredible. Where did you learn geography? It certainly wasn't in school.
I took a world map and put every single nation in order.
Wow.
I got a friend here who wants to talk to you. Hold on.
I'm very impressed.
I think
you got the pawns here. Go.
Wow. Okay. It's amazing how you can go from intelligence to what do you call that?
Stupidity?
No.
That was beyond
brain
stupidity.
Damage. It's like a word for it, but I don't know what it is.
Brain damage.
Maybe
what's
that's
the word,
word
in Dutch for it?
Brain damage is a good word for it.
Kek.
What's the word for it in Dutch?
Well, Rob would say it better.
Say it better, Rob. The word for what? Brain damage?
Or what we just heard, something like that.
Yeah, the word for what we just heard. Maybe there is no word for
no,
it.
There isn't one. He didn't hear it. He didn't have headphones on. No, sure he did. The phone speaker was up.
Yes, he heard it. He heard it.
That's why he's got the bewildered look.
Was that no word at all?
Drunken American college kids?
That doesn't sound very tough.
He sounded more like
they're not quite college
school.
Age yet.
Well, or something.
Hey, Matt, how'd you get these the audience to go to like high school level?
I have no idea. I've been trying to do that for the past year and a half. 8x10 glossies you had circulating through the malls might have gotten some listenership in the, you know, sub-teens here. I mean, that's...
What, that said, this is not Fabio, this is Matt Mankiewicz?
I mean, you know, I promoted my show, but I didn't resort to that kind of thing.
Okay.
First of all, in the Arbitrons, they mean nothing. You know, kids mean nothing in the Arbitrons. They don't even count. You have to be 18 and above.
It's because they don't have jobs.
That's why we only pay the people that are above 18. That's how it works.
Okay, I'm going to take the caller.
Oh, you're going to take... Oh, go ahead. Take all the calls.
Hello, caller. You're on brain damage.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Is this Eric?
Yeah, this is Eric. How's it going?
How's it going, man? You haven't been on for a while.
No, I've been busy. Do you know what the last event was? What happening was going on while
The last show that you did?
Yeah.
I think it was Richard Nixon.
Very good.
Yeah. What do I win?
You win 2 minutes of airtime. Let's go. Let's hear what you got to say.
You want a rich bit?
What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess listen to this show. I would take my Saturday night from 12 to 2 to hang out with, show.
Hanging out with Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
What, nothing good on TV?
Huh?
Nothing good on TV, huh?
Well, actually, you know that commercial with the girl, like with the two black things? The two black, they block out her organs?
Hmm. No. I don't have a television, actually.
Well, there's a commercial, and it has, some spray, and it's usually blacked out, but this time I just saw it tonight, and it was blue. And
it was
blue out? You can see the outline of her thingies.
You're kidding me.
No. I swear. It was just on.
On public television?
Yeah. It was light blue.
Did you call and complain to the FCC, I hope?
No, why?
Wait a minute. What is this exactly
on
TV?
It was light blue instead of black. It was like a light shade of blue.
What's he referring to?
So I don't know.
Eric, if you're not going
to... No, that's not what I mean. I mean, what program is he referring to?
It's an advertisement for...
No, it's not.
It
was on public TV. It's not an advertisement.
No, but they showed nudity.
On public TV?
We can't have this.
What station was it?
We can't have nudity on TV.
MTV.
It was on MTV.
Ah.
Yeah.
What, was it a rap song or something?
No, it was one of those stupid commercials for, Neutrogena or something like that.
Oh.
Body spray from Parfums Decor.
Are you implying by that remark that only a rap song would show nudity?
Parfums Decor.
A grunge song?
Yeah, the imposter body spray.
Imposter body spray?
Yeah.
What is that, in case you're going to have your body be an imposter?
No,
tonight on Cheryl
Tate. For men, but, it's a body spray.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
But Matt wishes that once in a while.
Underarm deodorant for your whole body.
His body imposter. I'm out of it.
So,
all right. Well, thanks for your call. Hello. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi. What's up?
Not much.
I can pick up at the same time. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
What happened?
No, Eric just picked up the phone at the same time.
We have two phones off
the hook at the same time.
Yeah, and you're also feeding back. Yeah.
Oh, what's up? Anything at all?
Everything is up. That's the problem. What are you doing up at this hour?
What am I doing up this hour? Well, way past my bedtime. Now, I'm having a get-together with my friends from school that I haven't seen since the last day.
The last day of school?
Yeah.
Which was?
Oh, when was the last? I don't know. It was 3 months ago or something.
Well, it's going to start up pretty soon, so...
Well,
what's the big hurry?
I've had summer school all summer.
You what?
I've had summer school.
Oh, really?
For me, it's not starting up, but it is
continuing.
For me, it's going to be really different because I forgot to say, it's going to be weird.
Yeah. Well, it's like you didn't get a vacation at all.
No, I didn't. But I don't know.
So how are you supposed to learn when your brain is not allowed any time to absorb it all in?
Oh no, it was good though. I did really good.
Yeah.
I went from an F to a B.
No way.
Yeah, and math.
Oh my God, that's pretty drastic.
I suck at math. No, I haven't gotten a B in math for 3 years.
And well, why did this happen? Do you think you study better in the summer or something?
Well, not like I didn't study at all during the year. I hated my teacher.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I go to a private school.
We've all had that problem with the teacher that you hate.
Well, are you talking about going to private school for girls?
I had that problem.
You went to a private school for girls?
Yeah. Oh. No.
Actually, I used to go to Smith College, which was a private school for girls.
Did you go there?
Yeah, I went there.
Yeah.
But I just went there to hang out with my friends.
You loitered there, Chris.
I have a girlfriend at Smith College.
No, but...
Seth has a girlfriend at Smith College?
Mm.
What?
No, Seth is saying that he has a girlfriend at Smith College.
Well, not right now, actually,
I
no.
I don't know where that is.
Not your girlfriend anymore?
Smith College is in session right now.
Is an amazing school.
It is.
In Northampton, Massachusetts.
And it's got a great radio station.
Do you know where Smith College is, Jim?
I do. That's right.
He knows where it is.
No, it's in Northampton, Massachusetts. An excellent school. And even though it costs $20,000, it's a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's
seriously.
An excellent town.
I don't know. What kind of people do they let in there?
People $20,000.
You'd be surprised. No, they let in a wide mix of people.
Yeah. In science and math and
Now,
no, see, that's it. They help you to, like, achieve what you never thought you could do. And they make invincible graduates. Mm. It's remarkable what
they
do to people.
They'll let guys in.
I'm more interested in art and music.
Yeah, well, they'll encourage that, too. Yeah.
They really? Sylvia Plath graduated from there, so did Julia Child.
Really cool.
Julia Child?
Yep. And she comes
Nancy
back every
Reagan.
Year to cook from.
They all graduated from there?
No, but, see, you're just getting the celebrities, Matt. There's a lot of people in the real world.
Jane Kirkpatrick.
You mean the one in San Francisco
they let
or the
guys
one
in
Los Angeles?
How many people are there?
What?
How many people are in the room right now?
If they let guys in, they wouldn't be invincible graduates.
They do let guys in. There's only about five of them, though.
They must have the time of their lives.
More girls
no, they
all?
Don't.
They really
yeah.
don't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We have two janitors.
Oh, boy.
Occasional men who come to fix the windows, and it's great. We love them.
Oh, really?
We love any guys we come in contact with.
Really?
Well, we're kind of desperate.
Well, Matt has actually been looking for a job. And he's mighty handy with a mop.
I've seen him. He can sweep.
Hey, who is this? Matt who?
Matt, who usually hosts the show.
Is he there now?
Yeah.
Hi, Matt.
Stop talking to Matt. Matt, stop talking to Matt.
Matt's cool, though. He's into chemistry.
Yeah, but for the wrong reasons.
But I have this one thing.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, but we do have to get on to other callers.
Hang up on me.
We do? I'm not hanging up on you. I'm just transferring to another call. Why?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please, go with your questions.
Okay, my first question is, why is all the Cubans coming to America?
Did you say, why is all the Cubans coming to America? Did you say that?
I did say, why are all the Cubans coming
to
America?
No, she said,
why is.
And maybe they're coming here to help us with our grammar.
I can't hear him.
Ah.
Maybe they're here to help us with their grammar, he says.
It's a shame
well,
to have to repeat a witty
see,
line with
our
grammar.
The reason I can't hear him is because the radio's on the other side.
There. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I'm deaf.
Well, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. And what's going on with O.J. Simpson? I haven't been following like,
actually,
what's going on there.
Want to call him to find out?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that the, they still have that 800 number going?
I think so.
My other, well, it's not really a question, but does anybody know what's going on in Bellport tomorrow?
Bellport?
Bellport, that's
Bellport.
Where I live. Well, Brookhaven,
Bellport?
What?
I live the town next to Bellport in Brookhaven.
Yeah.
And in Bellport, there's a big swing festival.
You mean people play around with swings?
No, swings.
I love swings.
On swings a lot when I was
I go down to West Meadow Beach.
Oh, I've been on
yeah.
the same swing.
Every
those
Sunday
are the best
morning.
Swings in town.
They are.
You make
are.
The thing jiggle when you
yeah.
go really, really high.
Yeah, and then you try to twist it. And then,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Cool.
You sort of slide over to the next person.
Hey,
and scare
I'm serious.
And it's a lot more fun when you're big like us now because you have so much more weight. You go
right.
a lot higher.
That's right.
Than you used to do when you were kids. Yeah.
Except with Matt, he's got the weight all on his head.
Okay, wait, no.
Clearly,
I've been
fighting the station in a few minutes. These people are throwing insults at each other.
He's been waiting to do this for years.
Okay, no, listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. Okay. No, but this is supposed to be a big swing music.
Oh, swing music. Okay.
Swing music festival. Oh. And a band is going to play and stuff. And anyone who's listening that wants to meet us, like, no, because I've done this before.
Meet us who?
What?
What? Who's us?
Listening.
What?
In the radio area.
No, we're asking who you are.
Oh, me?
No, you said...
You plural.
Anyone who wants to meet us.
Yeah.
Me? I'm Jackie.
Okay.
And I've been listening for a long time to the show. And my friend Jen.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Karen.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. No one else is here.
Okay. Well, now, here's the problem.
Okay. What?
USB people have met someone named Jen over the airwaves in the past.
No, but we're different. Jen's got pink hair.
Okay, well, maybe Matt will be down there at the Brookhaven thing.
Matt.
Wait, isn't that the one with the gun?
I don't want Matt. I want the kid who sings.
All right. Oh, you want to meet the other callers.
Oh, thanks.
They're not
yeah.
meeting us. They're
okay.
just meeting
I want the
people.
Kids.
Okay.
Makes up those songs. Who did the one to the Snickers?
That kid?
Yeah. I love him.
Okay, so...
And there's someone else.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So those guys are listening.
If he's listening, he screwed it up one time. He was talking to Herb.
Yeah.
That was his name. He was talking to him on the phone. And I know Matt was there. He heard it. He was, like, talking in one of those Pakistani kind of voices.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt put him on teleconference, and the kid thought he wasn't on the air, and he messed it up.
Went to his normal voice and, you know, blew his cover completely.
Lost his act, man.
Okay, so you've got that all arranged where, so this is at the Swing Festival in what town again?
Bellport.
In
right
Bellport.
Right by the bay.
Right by the bay.
Yeah, off of South Country Road.
Off of South Country Road.
Off South Country
Road. He doesn't sound old enough to drive, though. That sounds like a problem.
Well, they can get their mom and dad to drive them.
Well, maybe they have a mom and dad like, some people, and, that won't drive them.
Well, maybe they can get a taxi.
Parents or guardians or friends or something. Carpool.
We could start a USB shuttle service. You know, why am I feeling back like this? I sound terrible.
Yeah, I don't...
I really do.
I hate when that happens when there's just, like...
So unprofessional.
Like when you're playing the guitar?
Yeah.
Jim, please throw the switch. I think it's in your particular studio. Thank you.
Please don't do that again.
Well, no, you can fix it if you just throw the damn switch.
Nah.
Do you have to go in here? Excuse me.
I think it's time to get rid of the producer.
Oh, God.
All right, well,
I don't pay him anything anyway.
Call us next week and tell us how your date goes, okay?
I'll try.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, Eric, do you want to take the next caller?
I just have never seen such impudence in my life. That's got to throw a switch and he gets a temper tantrum.
Yeah, that's Jim for you.
I'm going to tell Norman Monday, Drew.
Yeah?
I am.
Do it.
Write up the memo tonight. Okay, yeah, should we go to another phone call?
Yep, go ahead.
I really want to do this.
You take it, because I don't want to take any more calls.
Why? You all tuck it out in there? Yeah. Hmm. All right. Good evening. You're on the radio.
Hey.
How you doing?
This is Chacho.
Yeah, so?
Let me ask you a question about plagiarism.
All right, as long as it hasn't been asked before.
is plagiarism... would that category fall under someone taking a specific song from a cartoon and singing it over the radio?
Are you looking to sue the guy that was singing that song before?
That would be an infringement.
Yeah, I'm not going to sue him, but I'm just saying, is that allowed?
That would be an infringement.
That's on a cartoon. That's Animaniacs.
You want to haul him in front of some sort of an inquiry board.
What cartoon was that off of?
Animaniacs.
Animaniacs?
Yes.
Hmm. I don't think I've seen that one.
It's on... I forget what channel. It's like a kid show. It's an old cartoon.
So is that the one that goes da 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 da
da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da
da da
da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da
About respect.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, you sure taught me. Good evening, you're on the radio. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Hi, Matt, this is Jim, and if you do not put me in teleconference, I think I will die.
I think he's already dead. It's a computer voice.
Teleconference, I'm going through withdrawal.
I like this guy so far.
John, and I'm really depressed. You see, I just found out the other day that you are a fuckhead.
Uh-huh.
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Federation Starship Enterprise. You know, please identify yourself.
Started talking before I even...
Hormonally deficient
you're
for
on
Jean-Luc,
the air.
Don't you think?
Hello?
You're on the air. I mean, you should start talking after I say you're on the air, not before.
Who am I speaking to?
Well, you called us. Who do you want to speak to?
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard. My hailing frequencies opened on your signal.
No, you're not. Jean-Luc Picard is this really cool Shakespearean sort of accent.
I am Jean-Luc Picard.
No, that's Julia Child.
No, that's prepubescent Jean-Luc Picard.
I'm Jean-Luc Picard.
You're not even bald.
From a starship.
All right, this isn't plagiarism. What is this?
It's silly, that's what it is. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Hi, is this WUSB? I'm in the air, right?
Yeah, I'm on the air.
How you doing, Jim? What's up? I like to say that I like your show very much, and I want to talk about remember that guy that called in before about the blue?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
About the blue, I saw that. I saw that. It was a broadcasting thing.
It was what?
You know what I'm talking about?
No, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about like it was turning blue, and you were able to see the girl's hooters. So, and I know what he's talking about. It was on It was on MTV. It was cool. You know, because like you were able to see her body parts.
Sounds like somebody else on MTV.
Why do
you
I feel like I'm talking to Beavis here?
No, I want to talk about a band. Listen, have you heard of King of Trollsmen?
No. Anybody else?
Wait, who's a what, sir? King of who?
Picking his balls again. Stop picking his balls.
Good evening.
Uh-huh.
Yo?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You know what we just called?
Yeah, you sound terribly distorted. Can you tell us what kind of telephone you're using? What brand? Because I think everybody deserves to know what kind of a phone makes sounds like that.
Right. It is a Sound Aid.
A what?
Sound Aid.
Sound Aid.
Oh, no, okay. Sound Design.
Sound Design. If anybody ever has occasion to use a Sound Design telephone, this is what you will sound like to people.
That's not necessarily fair, because he may just have his mouth pressed up against the phone.
Well, it's when we become Consumer Reports.
You can make a phone sound that bad if you try.
It was like distortion.
It's horribly distorted.
Nirvana.
And we haven't even started playing with your voice yet.
Hey, don't go dis Nirvana.
Yeah.
Well, you know that dude's name just called?
Something about somebody who called.
Sure. So the girl that called, that wanted to meet people, and they're from private school.
Yeah.
Well, I know them, and they're lying.
You can understand that?
They don't have pink hair?
No, her name is Bertha, and she's overweight.
So?
Overweight Bertha.
So they lie, and they're very idiots.
Yeah, so?
So, I recommend you stay away.
Well, I'm not going there. It's the guy who sings the song. That's the one that she wants to meet.
Yeah, but I don't think he's committed to going there.
Oh,
so.
Was that a buyer or was it?
I mean, I have to work tomorrow. I'm not going anywhere.
Have you guys ever heard of Gorka?
Of what?
Gorka.
Isn't that like a creature from outer space or something?
Yeah, this guy calls all the time.
Yeah,
Matt.
Who's that?
Matt. Matt there?
Yeah,
Matt.
I'm still here.
Remember the guy that calls? That talks about Gorka.
Goldtar?
Remember the guy who said that the space aliens invaded his room or something like that and took him hostage with the animas?
I haven't heard about space robots. Have all the space robots robots left?
Huh? No, it isn't space robot guy.
No, I'm just saying. I haven't heard that word once.
They've been purged.
No one has said the word
space robot. Yeah, because I remember
they've been purged.
So one of the leaders said that he would stop. Remember that?
Yeah, those guys were purged.
Yeah, well,
we threatened to give them enemas.
Can you say that on the air?
Enema? Sure, you can say enema on the air.
Oh, enema. Yeah, you can say that too. You certainly can.
You mean there was a time when we couldn't?
I don't know. I just never heard that word used on the air before.
Enema?
Yeah.
All right.
Except for that band, Public Enema. Pete Kang used to play him all the time.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Pete Kang. Oh, yeah, from the past.
Yeah, we're going to give them enemas in public. Yes.
He's doing quite well, actually. His band, the Beatnuts, played at the Limelight last week, and they did very well. Just in case anyone was wondering about Pete Kang.
So I heard. Yes.
Of course, I didn't get to go.
Well, why is that?
Because my friends all bagged out on me.
Oh. What's the friends of four? What do you say? You want to take another phone call?
Let's go for it.
All right.
That's impossible.
No, it's possible. Nope. You want to take it, Chris, or you want me to take it?
Let's try and do the two caller again. What should I take?
You take four, I'll take five.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, hey. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
How you doing?
My name's Tyrone. I'd like
Tyrone.
To be on the radio, please.
You're on the radio right now.
Oh, hello? That's great.
And you're on with somebody else, so who do you have?
No, we had Machacho, and
Machacho.
He sounded like he was going to make trouble, so I hung
Tyrone,
up on.
So why don't you go back to one?
I'll go to one.
Hello?
All right, yeah, Tyrone, we're time sharing.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
That was good, though. When you eat cheese, do you like fart and stuff?
Oh, I want to talk over this guy's voice.
Yeah, you got to talk over. You got to be kind of aggressive.
All right, I'm going to take... Can I, like, pretend I'm taking over the show?
You can pretend that as long as it doesn't get to your head.
Watch this. I hit this magic button. Wow, now I'm commander of the show.
That sounded like a five.
No, that was number one, because I'm number one now.
I will broadcast whatever
he
says.
He knows what he is.
I hear and obey.
I know what I is, because I take over your show now.
Okay, hit that one again.
My show is your show.
Now, look, I'm Tyrone in charge.
I will do whatever Tyrone says.
When he hits that one, it just captivates me.
I take the power. Where are the other kids?
Say whatever Tyrone wants me to say.
Well, we keep losing them because they don't match up to you.
Yeah, because I'd be number one.
That's right. Okay,
Tyrone
so now
is number
let's try
one.
The third caller to match Tyrone.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Go to line two.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi.
My name is John. I'm really...
Turn down your radio because there seems to be a bit of an echo.
Just found out the other day that my father...
Yep. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling back because of that guy that just called about me and said I was fat.
He didn't say that.
You're on my radio show.
I've got a Catholic girl.
First of all, there's nothing... Can I just say something? Hey, can I just say something? There's nothing wrong with being fat,
I think I have a problem with control.
Is that the pH?
It
doesn't matter.
No, I'm fat, too.
We're all on the radio. We could all be fat, skinny.
It
doesn't matter.
No, I know it doesn't matter.
We're all really ugly.
Yeah, let's all be fat. One, two,
why do you think we're on the radio? We don't want anybody to see
us. One, two, three. We all fat now.
You got a one there.
All right.
He doesn't know me. I'm not lying.
I know you. Yes, I do.
I'm sorry.
Hear my fans out there. I hear you.
No way.
Well, you see, Tyrone took over the show, and we are his slaves.
Well, the audience definitely.
Then I'm gonna have to.
Has a.
Well, you can stay on the line. You're still on my show, unless Tyrone.
You don't match me, woman.
Your show? What do you mean your show?
This is my show.
It's
Tyrone's show.
Well, Chris, you just said your show.
Tyrone's show.
Oh, it's my show.
Kill him, guys.
What?
He's mean.
He's
wait,
mean?
Can I talk
that's
to you? Wait.
Pig, although I hate to say that so
yo,
much.
Yo, girly.
Wait, how do you know
Jim
him?
Show.
Yo, mama.
I like the way he sounds.
Hey, mama.
Hey, he's being mean. Eric.
No, I'm being real nice. I saw. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. It's going to be nice.
Hello?
Tyrone.
Yeah. Hello? Tyrone seems to be going through a transition of sorts.
Sounds like
I'm
a white guy.
I'm trying to be very nice right now.
Wow.
He went through a Michael Jackson channel.
Yeah. I just changed my name to Stanley. Now I am Stanley.
Wow.
Stanley?
Yes, and now my magic button is number 9.
What? Well, that's a definite difference.
Number 9?
Number 9.
Number 9?
Number 9.
I want
number
him
9?
To come to Belport tomorrow.
You want him what?
You want him in Belport?
I want him to come to Belport tomorrow.
Okay. Tyrone
so he can see how
Stanley
good you look?
Or whatever you are, you should go to Belport.
Well, anyone who listens to Swing can't be all that bad.
Your house?
No, because I don't leave the house.
Oh, why?
Why, did he say?
Yeah.
Why did he say
why? Because no one talks to me, because I listen to weird music.
I listen
Wait a minute. What do you consider weird music that you listen to?
Well, I listen to ska, punk,
that's
hardcore.
Weird.
What's so weird about that?
I don't know those bands.
Everyone thinks I'm weird because I listen to that.
Well, I listen to weird bands, too. I like Def Leppard, Bon Jovi.
Oh, my God.
That's weird.
Let me tell you. I like
my 10-year-old sister.
The bands are great. Wait, let me hit number 9 again. Okay.
Number 9?
Number
9. Oh, my God. Revolution.
Yay, somebody
9.
Finally got it.
We can't say revolution on the radio.
What? Yeah.
What's
can't
revolution?
Say revolution?
Ooh. No,
it's one of the 7 dirty words.
Yeah, it's one of those words.
Wait, this is WU.
Liberty's the other one of the other 7, right?
Enema?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're back to enemas.
So, do you like rap music?
No.
No.
I don't listen to that.
I like rap music.
Oh, Tyrone's back.
Yes, I is.
Can you do some freestyle for us?
Oh.
Dibble on the other line.
I absolutely disagree.
Okay, I think,
Jim's not exactly a big rap fan.
I don't like rap either.
You just said Eric, you like ska, right?
Ska's
cool. In fact, you know, I just found a new two-tone compilation, which I was forced to buy.
No
they
way.
They keep coming up with these two-tone compilations every 6 months.
Ask Matt if he remembers the girl who used to call in and play Truth or Dare.
I remember
was
you.
Was that you?
That's me.
That was at least 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, that's when Gabba was on that one night.
Who?
A friend of Kevin Novotny's.
You have an incredible memory, Matt.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the heck.
I played Truth or Dare.
Wait.
I don't remember what my name was 3 years ago.
You remember Trout and
there is no
Bass?
Doubt in my mind.
Yes, I do.
I was there like way before that. That was my favorite episode.
Wait, what happened to Bill and Rock?
And probably want somebody out in the listening audience has a tape of it.
They're sleeping in the other room.
I had it, and I taped over it with Anthrax.
Well, at least you have some good taste in music.
Yeah, I thought you said you like weird music. It doesn't get any more normal than Anthrax.
This is the Tyrone show, by the way.
Weird.
And what? Hey, she taped over my show with Anthrax.
I do have to
applaud that. Yes.
I didn't mean to.
Anthrax is better in my show.
Your show
is much better. I have almost all of your shows on every single episode.
Yeah. Episodes?
Good. Send me some copies because I don't.
Got any of that Tony stuff?
Oh my God.
The Tony Thomas?
No, Matt. Yes. Wait, what did he just say?
The Tony Thomas guy. That kid's funny.
Tony Thomas is funny. Hardy har har.
Yeah.
So what was your most embarrassing moment? Tyrone, what was your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment?
Sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I knew I had it.
Oh, my God.
And I was wearing it. And I would tell them to shut up. Let me take his ass.
Oh, and they so found right now.
In sixth grade.
I put my head through the phone and go around your face.
Hold it. I want to hear the story. This sounds really embarrassing.
Yeah. You know, sixth grade and you what?
I was sixth grade. I had my period.
Me too.
I knew it. I knew I had it and everything.
Yeah.
And
sixth grade?
Yeah.
Because we didn't have periods until seventh grade.
Ours aren't regular either, but go on.
Eight periods in a day.
And after Jim,
I had 42 periods.
No, you have 42 minutes in a period.
Oh, yeah, 42.7.
No, I thought it was 20 minutes in a period and then 5 minutes for overtime.
40 minutes in a period, 20 minutes in a mile.
Oh, yeah, and then the 2 minutes.
Well, anyway, please go on with your story.
Okay. But I got out of gym class, and everything was following me, and I wanted to know why, and my friend Joanne goes, oh, my God, Jackie, it went through your pants. And I had to call my dad, and my mom wasn't home. I was crying hysterically. I didn't know what to tell my dad. I was too embarrassed to say, Dad, I got my period and went through my pants.
How do you know you don't make pee-pee? Could be pee-pee.
You can't say that on the air.
Yeah, I think you have to hang up on him.
Yeah.
You're on notice.
I'm sorry.
You're on notice now. Okay.
We're so lenient around here.
No more of the P word.
No, none of that.
I love you.
All right, let her finish the story.
Yeah, we love you, too.
No, I just love you.
Okay, get on with the story, please.
Yeah,
okay.
Finish the story.
But no, I had to call my dad, and I told him I was sick.
Yeah.
My mom told him later on that night that I had my period, and I just thought it was so embarrassing.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
Another time I accidentally shaved
the
line through the back of my head.
Shaved the line through the back of your head?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I was in the shower, and when the people turned the water on in my house, like I was in the shower, if they turned the water on downstairs, it gets freezing cold, and I had the blade in my hand, rinsing it off, and the shower got cold, and I hit the back of my neck.
Oh.
It was bleeding really bad, but I had shaved the back of my head.
Wow. But you inadvertently created a new fashion.
Well, at least you did it with a blade, not with an epilady.
Oh, God. My friend Jen has a story she'd like to tell.
All right, Jen, let's hear your story.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Jen, what are you going to tell us your most embarrassing story now?
Very embarrassing.
Okay.
I was on a plane once, and I was changing shirts in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of turbulence on the plane, and I got thrown to the door, and I was out in the aisle with my shirt off.
Ooh, that is embarrassing.
Oh, we know we're there.
Wow, the lock didn't hold?
What?
The lock on the door didn't hold?
Yeah, and I flipped out.
That's some low-budget airplane.
Flipped out how?
No, you literally flipped out of the door.
Yes, and I was lying on the aisle.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of interesting.
Were you bruised, though?
No, I wasn't hurt. I was okay.
Because if you had gotten bruised, you would have gotten compensated by the airline.
Yeah, you could have sued.
That's
right. Could have had a free ticket back. Yeah,
they,
money.
That's it. They
could have it happen again.
In order to avoid being sued, they just, like, give you some free tickets, say, here.
Or free peanuts or something.
I remember there was one flight that I was on recently that was delayed over an hour, and they gave us free drinks.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
suppose you don't drink.
Did anyone get drunk on
by that
flight?
Time, you want to anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, this isn't really working, the show with, like, four radio hosts here.
Oh, what about me?
Excuse me.
I'm including you. I'm including you.
Wait a minute.
You know,
so do I have to go now?
Well, no.
So cut down to three.
We do have to go to a break because it's time. It's
a
1:30.
Break?
Yeah, we have a special segment that goes on at 1:30.
We'll go on.
Well, guess what, Eric? It's 1:32 and a half.
I know.
Okay, we're late.
No, your break has missed.
Well, I'm sorry, but... that's just not acceptable.
All right, well, Jen, thank you for sharing that embarrassing story.
Jackie's on the phone now.
All the time.
But
Jackie?
We have to say that Naked Bob is the best band.
Naked Bob.
Naked Fred, that's better.
What did he say?
He said Naked Fred is better.
Naked Fred is better.
Tyrone, before we bid you adieu, is Stanley there to say goodbye to us?
Yes, he is. He's right here.
Right, it was sort of half Tyrone, half Stanley right now.
Yes, I am. I'm completely here right now.
Now Stanley's completely here. Well, Stanley, say goodbye to Tyrone for us.
Tyrone, they like to say bye to you on the show.
Shut up, B. All right, I will see you guys later. I call later.
Okay.
You know my name was supposed to be Tyrone?
What is your name?
Tyrone. Your name is
My name is Matt Mankiewicz.
No, it's not.
What's your name is Eric?
Well, my name is Chris, so...
My name is Eric.
Oh, so I think your name is Chris.
My name is
No,
not
my
Chris.
Name's Chris.
But anyone, I'm not just saying that the guy who was singing before, anyone who wants to come, but I know you're working tomorrow, anyone who wants to come can come to the Swing Festival.
This is the biggest event on Long Island,
it's
isn't it?
Free. No, because...
Yeah, swing music is great.
Swing music is great. Swing Kids.
Yeah.
Best movie.
Actually, they probably had the same people playing at the Swing Fest in Astoria Park, which is right off of where I live. And
W-L-I-N there?
W-L-I-N. No, I don't think they were there.
I heard swing music is inspired by Satan.
What?
That's
Astoria
what I heard,
is inspired
okay.
by Satan?
Play it backwards music. And it's polka.
No, I heard sex was inspired by Satan.
Well, it is, but swing music is too. I wouldn't joke about something like that.
Sex is inspired by stupidity. How's that?
Well, I know several
sex
people
is inspired
that
by real estate.
Does Matt remember when all the skinheads and all the skaters used to call in?
Oh, yes.
And do you remember that one girl, there was one that she kept calling and she kept saying everything was the root of all evil?
Uh-huh.
Oh, everything was the root of all evil?
She was talking about Saturday Night Live and Nirvana was on and she was like, they're the root of all evil.
Nirvana's the root of all evil. So I guess,
I don't like Nirvana, but...
You don't?
They imploded.
Yeah.
They're overplayed.
Well, not anymore.
Hey, you're cutting me off.
Me?
Oh, Eric is being mean and cutting us off.
Oh.
Rude.
What?
Frank's going to bust you for breaking that switch.
What exactly are you saying?
He said Frank is going to kill you for breaking that switch.
Breaking what switch? Whatever do you mean, Chris?
You're having it in many months now.
Chris, you're having some trouble enunciating.
He can start a fire that way.
I found what?
Well, he can start a fire that way.
No, not with these switches. There's no power going through them.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I'm totally powerless.
You're plenty powerless.
That's unthinkable.
That's something you'd better get used to.
Yeah, how come Jim Weiner can say his name over the air?
I don't know.
Is the big guy still around?
We have to go to our special segment here.
The big guy is still around, yeah.
Yeah, the big guy will always be.
Well, he's not here right now.
I know.
But I'll let you guys continue this conversation off air.
Hey, what do you mean?
Yeah. It's time for the segment.
It's time for the segment. And Bill, maybe you want to step into the Master Control Studio since this might concern you a bit. This is our special telecommunications feature that we usually have at this time of night. On this particular day, whenever we do this show, which doesn't happen a whole lot, but it's happening right now, so stay tuned. Yes, it's time once again to reach out and confuse the operator somewhere in the world. And what we're going to do now is... contact, I guess, probably the best thing to do would be to contact... Pick a phone company, Bill.
9X.
Well, it has to be a long-distance company.
Oh, okay.
Long-distance confusion here.
MCI?
MCI! Great choice. Cable and wireless. All right, we can try them later, but let's... Bill's the guest of honor here, so let's go to MCI. And we can do that now with our new phone system. We can go out to any phone company we want. Here we go. MCI operator on the way. Hello? She just said thank you for using MCI and hung up. Can you believe that? Can you believe the level of service that we get in this country? Well,
we're just gonna have to
try again. We'll do that. We'll try one more time. No, we'll try 20 more times if we have to. MCI, can I help you? Click. Ho-ho.
Time to help you?
Yes. Hi, is this MCI? Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yes, hi. I need a country code. I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Yes, sir. What country?
Antarctica.
One moment, please.
Pigeons come home to roost.
There actually is a country code for Antarctica.
Well, let's see if she knows it.
The country code is 64.
The country code is 64.
That's New Zealand.
I think that's New Zealand.
It is New Zealand, and it's also Antarctica.
Is that really?
That's news to me. I understood there was a country code beginning with a 2 as a part of Africa or something, or at least phone-wise.
No, sir. The country code for Antarctica is 64.
I see. Is there a city code for the capital city?
One moment.
I don't know its name off
no,
the top
city, of it. No city code is listed to me.
Really? Do you know how long the phone numbers are in Antarctica?
No, I don't have that information either, sir.
My concern is, how would I differentiate a call going to New Zealand from one going to Antarctica?
When the call is dialed, the phone service will process the number correctly to whichever country by how many numbers you dial and so forth.
It'll go over Wellington.
Are dialed.
I see. Okay, would you happen to know rates for Antarctica at this time of day?
For rate information, I'll need to connect you with customer service.
Okay, and you wouldn't have to know what time it is there, would you?
One moment, please.
Antarctica is kind of a circular country. I don't know how they can have it.
5:38 p.m. Sunday.
Ooh, in Antarctica.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I wonder if she's going to... Oh, that was a long sigh there. Remember she said she was going to hook us up to customer service, but she forgot.
Yeah, we'll find out what it costs.
All right.
Or maybe you can use AT&T.
You want to try Sprint?
Sprint.
You want to try Sprint? Okay, let's try Sprint. And ask them what the country code for Antarctica is. But I'm glad I have you here tonight, because I wouldn't have known that New Zealand had that country code there.
No.
So what's...
Francis Karen, may I help you?
Yes, hello. I need a country code. Can you help me with that?
Yes, sir. For what country?
Antarctica. As panic goes through their headsets.
Antarctica. Okay, I have Antarctica. I have Antarctica Casey and Antarctica Scott. I'm sorry, is it just Antarctica?
It's Casey and Scott. I believe those are forts down
are
there.
They?
Yeah.
Okay, then just Antarctica is 990.
990. And what's the one with Scott?
Just a second, please.
Probably 990 plus something. I would imagine. She's good.
2-4. 2-4. Oh, I'm sorry.
2-4 something.
6-4. The country code is 6-4.
6-4.
Scott Base is 2-4.
Scott Base is 2-4.
Right.
Okay, so the entire country is 6-4, but if I go to Scott Base, it's 2-4.
Well, you would dial 011-6424 and then the number for Scott
Base. Oh, it's a city code.
Right.
I see. Okay. And you know how long the phone numbers are?
4 digits.
They're 4 digits. Okay, that's great. And do you know what time it is over there?
Just a moment.
She knows everything.
Are you Eastern time?
Yes.
Okay, they're 18 hours ahead of Eastern time.
They're 18 hours ahead. Okay.
Sure.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks, Brent.
Oops. I cut her off in the middle of her speech, but wow. So we know now a city code and a country code. Do you want to try calling a number, see what happens?
Calling a number? Well,
yeah,
I don't...
Antarctica.
Well, I can't do that on the air.
I can do that on the air.
Oh, you got a dial-up
yeah,
phone?
Right here. Now, what'd you say? 6-4, and then 2-4, and then 4 digits?
In 4 digits.
1-2-3-4. Let's see what we get.
Telecom in New Zealand advises that the number you have called has either changed or is no longer obtainable. Please call your international directory service.
Well...
Telecom.
Yeah, we heard you. So we still go through New Zealand to get to Antarctica?
Well, of course. 6-4 is New Zealand. I'm also interested in the 9-9. Was that 6-4 plus 9-9, or was it actually country code 9-9 and that plus a 0?
Well,
which seems very strange to me.
Let's try it. As long as we don't get connected to anything, we'll be all right. What would you put after the 990?
Well, 1-2-3-4.
And pound sign. Uh-oh, that sounds American.
It sounds very local.
Yeah. Sounds like my house, actually.
Sounds like any ESS.
No, it sounds like my house.
Your house.
Yeah.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your customer service representative.
No, it's not my house. She's not in my house. Maybe we didn't put enough digits after 990. Well, let's try this.
Well, just fill it up with digits until it goes off register.
Let's try this. We're going to go to the masters themselves, AT&T, and ask them what country code 990 is. And that will erase all doubt.
I understand it's a test country code.
A test country?
Yes.
AT&T. To place a call, please dial the number that you are calling now.
Or for assistance, say, operator, now.
Operator, now!
Please hold for operator assistance.
Good Lord, what do you have to go through?
AT&T, how may I help you?
Yes, hi, I need a country... I have a country code. I need to know what country it goes to. Can you help me? Hello? She hung up! What's going on with these people? This is horrible. Okay. Calm down. I have to ask for the operator again. This time, you're going to do it.
Okay.
Why do they hang up like that? I think they listen. I think they know they're on the radio.
AT&T.
Oh.
To place a call, please dial the number that you're calling now. Or for assistance, say, operator, now.
Operator.
Now.
Hold
now.
For operator assistance.
Who would be nice?
AT&T.
Yes, hello. I have a country code, and I need to know what country it belongs to.
Sure.
Okay, the country code is 990.
990. Let me check that for you. Hold on.
Thank you. You want to read that on the air? Ooh. Yeah, but I don't want to wake him up. Oh, yeah. Good point. Did you see that? She hung up. She started to say something and she hung up.
Maybe the lines are faulty.
I think there's something wrong with the lines, because did you hear someone talking when we first connected? Okay.
No.
We'll keep trying till 5 o'clock in the morning if we have to get an answer to this question. And we will.
AT&T.
This time, let's not say operator now.
Please dial the number that you're calling now. Or for assistance, say operator now. Sorry, your response was not understood. To place a call, please dial the number that you're calling now.
You mean
why don't you dial 01 plus 990?
Say operator now.
But if I don't say operator now, they're not going to give me an operator. That's so...
Your request was not understood. Please hang up and try your call again.
That's incredible. They won't give you an operator unless you say what they want you to say. What if they don't understand how you say it? All right. We'll play their game. I wonder if I can just hit zero and get an operator that way. I'm going to try that next.
AT&T.
Here. Something's happening.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Ooh, that worked.
It's quicker.
AT&T, how may I help you?
Hi, I need to know where a certain country code is. Is country code 990?
What is the number?
Country code 990. I just need to know where that is.
990?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, 990.
Yes, just the country code.
Oh, you want to know where it is?
That's right.
But we haven't got any 990.
No 990 at all?
No.
Really? Do you have a 99?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
I guess there is no 990. We were told the wrong thing.
I guess so. Yeah. I always understood 99 as a test. It could do some very interesting things, including running up your phone bill.
Oh, really? Well, then we'll just stay away from that for now and say that we have concluded another successful episode of Confuse the Operator. Maybe we should rename this Annoy the Operator, because I think we annoyed a fair number of them tonight. Well, this has come to you as a public service of Brain Damage and this radio station. And now, Brain Damage will continue. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a public service announcement. Does Satan have power over your sex life? Satan and sex is a, wipe that smirk off your face. Satan and sex is a new topic that will fire up the interest and imagination of your viewers.
Well, I guess.
But why'd we get this if they think we're on TV?
I think they're playing Geraldo.
Well, we're not Geraldo, okay? It's time we point that out yet again. Okay, we'll just replace the word viewers with listeners. How's that?
Better.
All right, Satan and sex is a new topic that will fire up the interest and imagination of your listeners. Of course, we shouldn't be reading this over the air because it's obviously directed just to us, and our listeners don't have listeners.
Maybe they do.
Well, they call in, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. 90% of the violent deaths destroying teenagers and young people is sex-related. Shouldn't that be our sex-related? 90% are, or is it 90% is?
90% of one thing, I guess, so I guess it would be is.
All right, they're wrong. They're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Okay, who's the culprit? That one who goes about seeking whom he may devour. I'm sorry, that sentence just can't be grammatically correct. That one who goes about seeking whom he may devour? Why don't you just go home and quote scripture then? Lord, obviously, I'm all alone here. All right. There's a new book out now which dares to illustrate the role of Satan in human sexual activities. Get on board and get the author on your show fast. Hit the topic Satan and Sex fast. S&S. People want to know. Parents need to know. What is a dangerous sexual situation? There's a hidden danger in human sex. It's time we told the kids. Most AIDS victims have found that danger the hard way. Who will be next? Gays are afflicted by Satan. Sex is not a gift. Will knowledge save the young people? Isn't it time not only to ask a date if he or she has a condom, but also what his or her sexual situation is? Satan and sex will tighten up the talk. Tighten up the talk.
Tighten up.
Okay.
I'm sure that's not the only thing that'll be tightened up.
How do we get that? That comes from a special book or something of potential radio shows?
That's exactly what it is. They send all these talk show hosts, like you and me, this book of potential interviews. Actually had a few good ones from it. But.
Yeah. Well, that's something.
Yeah. And they send us free books.
They do. Well, do we have a free book for that?
Well, I guess if we call them, they'll send us one.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's one great thing. There's a picture of the cover of the book. It says 98% of people are in dangerous sexual situations. I'm just trying to think of what are the other 2% doing that is not so dangerous.
Well, I'll bet he's one of the 2%.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, the guy that's putting this out. And who does this come from? This comes from...
It's
got to be North Carolina, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's good to know what, we know where these things come from.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we do? You want to call them?
Well, they're on the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, it might be. We don't want to wake up, like, ministers and things like that. It could be kind of problematic. What's this?
Well, maybe he's preparing he's doing an all-nighter preparing a sermon for later this morning.
Okay, Rob, I want you to read this. Rob has found something. Go ahead.
The same radio TV interview report magazine, and it says, the Civil War didn't settle anything. Why the South should still secede from the Union. How much of what we call American history is really biased, according to Ron and Don Kennedy, authors of The South Was Right.
Yeah.
All of us, Southerners in particular, have been brainwashed by the great Yankee myths of history. There you go.
Oh, they cost us too much in tax money anyway.
All right, you want to go back to the phone calls?
I guess that was the answer.
That's one vote. What do you say?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, we have...
What does Jim say?
What does Jim say?
Yeah, what does Jim say?
Jim's not there.
I guess they chased him out again.
That's impossible.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Maybe no.
That could be very dangerous, mocking Jim like that. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Hi, I know, guys. Mike and Ficker, remember me? Remember I told you I went away to vacation? I went to Texas. Oh, remember me?
Oh, really? What do they have down in Texas?
About the Indian holidays, you know, about Mulaka Day and all that stuff.
Nah.
And I made some mistakes because by mixing up the holidays, because I didn't read my books right. But now I got better now. Hey, guess where I visited?
What?
I visited the old Alamo in Texas, eh? How's that for a trip, eh, guys?
That's quite a trip.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to compliment you on, you know, that music that you were playing before? Wasn't that from a polka festival in Wisconsin? In Wisconsin, like, 1984? Because my father had that same vinyl disc. Hello?
Yeah.
Also, you know 099?
What?
You know 099, the call?
099?
Yeah, that code.
What code
is... isn't that from... isn't that like the code to Planet Goltar?
Oh, he got us there. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Well?
Yeah?
Yeah, I would like to say that just guy that just called is a real weirdo.
Well, thanks for alerting us to that fact. But
relative
time,
to whom?
Next time call and say the next guy that's calling in is a real weirdo, because that would be helpful to us. Good evening, you're on.
Oh, yeah, hey, how you doing?
Well, okay.
How y'all doing today?
Pretty good, huh? Well,
yeah.
All right, everyone's fine.
Sure.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks for asking. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Eric, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Matt,
one question per call. You, I don't like you anymore. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Beat nuts.
Good evening, you're on the radio.
Oh, God,
good evening, you're on the radio.
Oh, God,
good evening, you're on the radio.
Oh.
Good evening, you're on the radio.
La, 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 la.
Good evening, you're on... this is incredible. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Watch something, please, let me...
Oh, this guy ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, the patterns... We just proved the stupidity was contagious.
People in a row, and...
That's
huh? Well, now he hung up. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Jackie of Belport on OJ.
Okay, what's the news flash?
Getting married again.
You know, this is going to be
a... Take another stab at it. Yeah, we
got it. Yes. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Okay, thanks for asking again. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Not there?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
He is. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hello, I'd like to say that for the girl's a fat bitch.
Good evening, you're on the radio.
Oh,
good evening, you're on the radio.
I can go with Smollett.
Good evening, you're on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
What?
That song, I did not plagiarize. That music is famous music. I don't get where this guy tells me I got music off a stupid show that I don't even watch. Tell him to get a life and to get out of my life. And,
Wait. You're going too fast. Get a life. Get
out of
get out of your life.
Yes.
Okay. He's got to get a life, but he's got to be outside of your life that he gets the life from.
This guy, hello?
Yeah, we're trying to keep... Okay.
This guy goes to my school... And he goes around telling everyone that every time someone says something, he says they plagiarized.
Plagiarized. Everyone has spelled plagiarized.
Sachem High School.
What?
Is it Sachem High School?
No, this is not Sachem High School.
What high school is
this? Sounds like a kid. Doesn't sound like
it's
a high school.
But it is a high school.
What school is
it? Which one?
Massapequa High School.
Massapequa?
Hey, I know we reached.
Wow, what a range.
All right. What's the phone exchange there? Where are the first three numbers of the phone exchange?
1-798-795.
Hey, he's right. He's
excellent.
Phone book in front of him, or he knows...
I live in Massapequa.
Well, you know, Massapequa, the signal kind of sucks down there.
Yeah, I know. I have to hook mine up to, like, a high-power antenna.
All right.
I do it because I like the show. Now, listen. I do not... Tell me you've never heard that tune before in your life.
I've never heard that tune before in my life.
Well, tell me...
What, did you just
that without
ask
now?
Me to say that? What?
Is Chris there?
Is Chris there? Chris is here.
Chris?
Okay.
You know what?
Can you tell me you've never heard that song in your life? That tune in your life?
I wouldn't be able to remember. My memory's totally shot.
Yeah, it is.
That tune is
he's
a
got
very
CRS.
Tune because I am terrible at making up tunes. This guy's out of line. Hello?
Yes.
I thought you hung up on me there.
No.
Wait, do you remember a seminar on Warren G. Harding a few months ago?
You know, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah, that was me.
Must not have lasted long.
That was good. I remember it. Jim remembers it.
Next week,
oh,
I'm going to
call did you see that?
About Herbert Hoover. Yeah. How about that?
Herbert Hoover's cool.
Yeah. I have a question, though.
All right.
You should go on every week, though.
Why?
This format is great. Matt is okay.
Yeah.
You're good, too.
Yeah.
But together, you guys make a good team. And with Jim there, he's the best. Jim rules. And those Swedish yodelers or whatever they are.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Don't you think there's a bit of a problem with that?
Yeah, I think Jim's
so what's
right.
What's the problem, Jim?
Well, the problem, I think, is that Jim doesn't like coming in here every week.
Is Jim a real
and people
person?
Here don't like Jim coming in every week.
Oh, is Jim a real person?
And people on the expressway don't like Jim passing by every week on his way to get here.
Is Jim a real person?
Jim does a classical show before
yes.
this show.
Yes, he's quite real.
Is Valerie Wilcox?
Yeah, he alternates with her.
Really? She was my Spanish teacher in sixth grade.
Wow, that's a bit of trivia.
Oh.
Whoa.
Spanish.
Now we can track this guy down.
So if you talk to Valerie Wilcox, ask her if she tell her she taught at LISD.
Is she gonna like LISD. Scream and go crazy if I say that?
Hey, one of your students called from LISG.
LISG.
He was in your Spanish class.
Long Island.
School for the gifted.
I would have gotten it.
Yeah.
You're smart people. You think you know everything.
Yes.
I could have figured that out on my own, you know.
Look,
because I used to go to school with her. And one day in fifth grade, she goes, I'm going to play a song on my radio show for you guys, La Bamba, and dedicate it to my Spanish class.
And she forgot, right?
Oh, she did. But I never heard of this radio show again until, like, a month before the Richard Nixon show, when my friend got me hooked on your radio station. So now I do whatever I can to pick up your signal.
Well, I'm glad you are, and once we move that damn transmitter, we'll...
May I say that this is a wonderful country to be living in?
No.
Should he say that?
It's a wonderful country to be living in.
Only if you give a
anyway.
Donation to this station.
I love America.
Okay.
Where else have you been?
Here in America, you can do whatever you want.
No. You have to do Battle Hymn of the Republic behind that.
Only.
Hello? Yeah, you don't have to scream.
Only in America can one call up a radio station like this and talk.
Can I make a suggestion?
Eric and Matt and the other Matt and Chris.
I didn't get that.
And Bob and Ken.
All right. Enough of this from everybody. Listen, Mr. Gifted Person, you're going to have to do something else for a week because we have to get out of here.
Okay, I'll write a new song.
Write a new song.
Next week?
We'll see.
I will be using music that probably is already written. So if that little stupid punk is out there, tell him to get a stupid life, you stupid punk.
And make sure that life is outside of your life.
Yeah,
got it.
I don't want to be... Hold on, I'm a plagiarist. Give me a break. Get a life, kid.
Yeah, get a life. Get a life.
File a countersuit.
Where do you get lives, anyway?
Actually, that's the tradition of folk music, is to take a tune that's already used.
I know. What's the point of me plagiarizing a tune that's used all the time?
Okay. We got 1 minute left. We're going to go to all the other calls.
Wait, don't go.
It's going to go all the other calls.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. You really want to do this?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good evening.
Yeah, can I tell you about my most embarrassing moment?
Oh, please!
Ha! Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. I'm sorry. I thought we were going to go through them all quickly.
No, I want to hear
it. He asked a question.
Yeah, I want to hear that one, too.
Well, if he calls back, we'll say it again. Good evening, yes.
Yes, I'm the one who called that kid a plagiarist before.
Uh-huh.
One thing, he shouldn't call me kid, because I'm his...
Good evening.
I hate that!
Good evening.
Yeah, hi.
Good evening.
Thank.
Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
I love men.
Good evening. Good evening.
Eric, that kid has no emotional...
Good evening.
Yeah, you hung up on me. I'm sorry.
We got him back.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
Well, when I was 6 years old, I was in class and I did a smelly.
This is what you wanted me to say.
I did a smelly, and I went home, and I gave it to my mommy.
Good evening.
Solid liquid or gas.
That's a bitch.
Good evening.
You drive a black sports car.
Good evening.
Sexual? I don't know what...
Good
it's the same guy.
Good evening.
I have a 12-inch cock.
Good evening.
My name is Eric, and I am
funky. Good evening. Good evening.
I hate Matt.
Good evening.
I hate you, too.
Good evening.
I have a black sports car.
Oh. I think we've just heard the USB listenership.
The delay thing is repeating
the call. Oh, that was happening. We're sort of...
Time to go.
Time to go, huh?
Oh, the end is near.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think the end is beyond us. Well, has anyone seen Gary recently?
I think he's...
Gary!
Wake him up in there, because he's on next.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to deal with all these phone calls coming in.
Go get him.
This has been Brain Damage, particularly warped version of Brain Damage. What's this here? Rob, introduce this to us, please. He found something else.
In the radio TV interview report, there's Bruce Palmer, ex-hippie and author of The Karma Charmer, probably a hilarious new novel about an aging hippie's midlife crisis in modern-day Woodstock. And he will tell your audience why the 25th anniversary of Woodstock is turning so many people on, how to get high without inhaling, that's boring, and what your kids will think if mom and dad turn into hippies. That's an interesting one. What your kids will think if mom and dad turn into hippies.
It's an important thing to consider.
And why so many 20-somethings are going grunge and turning into 60s rock, psychedelic art, and fashion.
We were born that way.
Okay, well, that's future episodes of Brain Damage. Rob, Bill, thanks for stopping by, and good luck getting back to your particular countries.
And thanks everyone else for stopping in. Anyway, fun, Gary?
Okay,
oh, there you are. Okay. Oh, I thought he was missing. Okay, it's Gary's up next.
Let's
and
get Jim out of here. Jim, do you want to leave?
Jim, quietly this time.
Could you please repeat that?
Get out.
Who do you think you are, anyway? Ah!